Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 645 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a good question today from Winnie, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Design Crowd. So Design Crowd helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphics, logos, and web design from designers all around the world. So they have over 500,000 designers from over 100 different countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. So check out designcrowd.com. That's designcrowd.com to learn more and get started at designcrowd.com/askpat for a special VIP offer. Again, that's designcrowd.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Winnie.
Hi, my name's Winnie Anderson. I have a podcast called Let's Talk Tech, and it's also at theletstalktechshow.com. My question is about your website and WordPress. So on your website, you have a page for your podcast, but then you also have a page for your blog. Can you share how you did that? Because in WordPress, you know very well that on the settings page, you designate just one page to have all of your posts shared on. So I would appreciate it if you could just share how you did that and explain it. Thanks a lot, Pat. Great show and great Ask Pat show. Bye.
Hey, Winnie, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Technically, how it's done, I actually couldn't tell you because I didn't do it myself. I can say that each of those pages serve different categories. So there's the blog category, and then there's also the podcast category, the podcast page, only serving those posts which are tagged or categorized as podcast. And so that's how technically it's done. But as far as setting it up, I know it's beyond just the normal settings that you would have on the back end of WordPress. So what I would recommend is if that's something you want to do, and I'll talk a little bit about why I have it that way in just a second, but if that's something you want to do, have your web designer go in and custom code a specific page that serves up a specific category. You can do it not just for podcasts, but maybe you have, for example, you know, a health and fitness website. And on your health and fitness website, you have different categories of content such as health or such as nutrition, weight loss, endurance, and mindset, you know, four different things. You can have each of those be different categories. So then when you write posts, when you come out with podcast episodes, what have you, you select the category, and then you can create a page that then has just that category listed. An archive of posts, but it's just of that category. And that can help make it easier for those who are on your website to find what they're looking for, because people who are into endurance might not be into weight loss specifically. So that's why it's done. And then on my site, the blog and the podcast, those are two separate channels, and some people prefer one over the other, which is why I didn't want to really mix them up in that way. So that's why I have the podcast on its own page. And like I said, that's kind of how it's built. Now, if you don't have your own designer or somebody who is an expert with setting up your website on your team, I would actually recommend hiring somebody to do that. It should not take very long to make it happen. All they'd have to do is create a page, an archive page, which then serves only a particular category. And it shouldn't be too difficult to do. So you could go on Upwork.com. You can go through your network to see if there's anybody who would do that for you. There's other great services out there where you can find hired help too. So shouldn't be too difficult to do. And yeah, that's why I do it. And that's how it's done. So Witty, great short, sweet question. I appreciate it. And I wish you all the best. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, as we always do. And for anybody else out there who has a question, hey, please keep asking. I love your questions, and I try to answer as many as I can here on the show. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to just leave you with a quote, as we always do at the end of every episode. And this quote is from Ted Rubin. He says, "Your value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth." So important. Don't worry about what other people are saying. Don't worry about how they're not able to see what's valuable about you. You know it's valuable. You know you're here to help other people. And when you do that, you get rewarded. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.